Hey everyone, welcome back to Hope for Today. My name is Lynn Wilson. I'm glad you're joining me today. So what are we going to talk about today? Oh boy, how many of you are either going through troubled times, hard times, traumatic times, yucky times, things that you just wish you didn't have to go through, or that you've been through it and it just keeps coming back and kind of haunting you. You ever have that? That goes trigger moments. It could be a sound. It could be a smell. It could be a experience. Like you could be in the middle of sitting in church and then all of a sudden there's a moment. It's almost like a deja vu moment. And it just brings you back to that moment in time where you just want to forget it. Right there with you. Totally get it. So I don't go on Facebook too often. Like I go on maybe 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night, try and catch up with friends and family. But I don't like to indulge and be on in there forever. But I'll tell you. We are a complaining people, aren't we? All I see is now that there's the time change, oh great, it's dark, you know, at this time of the day, or oh great, it's, you know, it's too cold now, or we complain about it's too much rain, too cold, too hot, there's not enough snow, there's too much snow. Now the big thing is the complaining of, do you celebrate this holiday earlier than that holiday, and when do you bring this out, and you know, we just sit and complain and just post this all on Facebook as if the whole world wants to know whether or not we celebrate Christmas and the festivities and the decorating and the music early, or if we do it late, you know? It's one thing joking around, but there's another thing. People get very adamant about it and have to voice their opinion. And, you know, I had one lady that I'm affiliated with through another organization, and she just put, oh, it's absolute misery with this time change and it's so dark at night and this and that. And I thought, what a perspective of just, you could just read in her post that she was just so aggravated and just downright mad about this. And then I read in another friend's post that she's a Christian down in Tennessee, and she said, oh, I love that the evenings are darker because it's more cozy and I can get things done at home. And it was just interesting to see the comparison of people's thoughts. And, you know, like I said, we're just a bunch of miserable people. I don't know, where's your headspace today? Where are you? Are you having a good day? Are you having a bad day? I was just talking with somebody earlier and I said, you know, there's some days I'm fragile. You get like that, you're fragile. You just feel like you could cry easily, or maybe weep easily, or just, you don't yell at me today. Don't, you know, just, I can't handle much today. And I have days like that. And then other days, you know, I'm like, got it. I got it. I always say the Scotch is coming out in me. And I got a Scottish background. And when I would get a little feistier, my dad would always say, the Scotch is coming out in you. There it is. And so you have your days where you can handle things and the days where you can't. And, you know, we're human beings. We are human. God knows who we are. God knows what we're made of. God knows, God's been in those situations with us. And I have to remember that. And one of the things I would say more and more and more that am I getting old? I don't know. Is this what you do when you get old? I'm saying every day, oh, in the morning, so glad God's mercies are new every morning. Every morning. And not to borrow trouble from tomorrow. Two very classic Bible verses, right? I'm a worrywart. I tend to worry about everything. And I'm a worrywart. I don't know what I worry. I remembered years ago, many years ago, I used to have panic attacks. And some of it was health related. They found out that I had a disorder and I needed some medication to balance things out, and that was causing the panic attacks. But I think because of that, it put my headspace in a bad place. And so I was starting to think incorrectly, and I was starting to think about the wrong things. Are you like that? Do you just sort of, you know, I would wake up worrying about what I was supposed to worry about. It was that intense. So, yeah. So I'm just looking at my notes here. I want to make sure I'm not missing anything that I wanted to share with you. So about a week ago, I needed to, I didn't need to, I was asked to speak at a church. And it was one of these things that this is the group you'll be speaking to. And then that changed a little bit. Okay, no problem. So I kind of revamped my notes a little bit. And then when I got there, everything changed. The people that were supposed to be there weren't there, and another group was there. And boy, you got to learn to be flexible in the God's work, don't you? You have to be ready to speak when He asks you to speak. And you can't be so rigid that you can't be flexible or you're going to snap. So I was there, and I'm like, oh no, what am I going to do? I was not mentally prepared to shift gears as much as I felt I needed to do it. And I was looking at the faces of the people that I was talking to and trying to, we had a dinner beforehand, so I was trying to size them up. Like, sometimes just by looking at a crowd, you can kind of see whether it's a real upbeat group or, you know, this or that. So I was kind of sizing them up, and I just was feeling like the notes that I brought with me, they weren't going to work. They were not going to work. I'm like, okay, great. Now what do I do? And the thoughts that I had, I still felt were pertinent to the group, but I needed to change them up. So I was just quietly praying in my seat, like, Lord, you know, whatever you need me to say, use me tonight. Help me not to use my own words and to say what you need me to say. And the woman in front of me looked very miserable, I guess. She didn't look happy. She wasn't very chatty. I was trying to make conversation. And she leaned over and she said, I'm preparing. Oh, okay. I'm preparing because the world's coming to an end. And it's going to be soon. So right then and there, it was like a light went off and the Lord said, that's your opening line. So I got up and I introduced myself and I said, you know, I told them I was looking at their faces and I saw loneliness and I saw people that looked depressed. I saw some that looked happy. I saw some that just looked awkward, like they didn't know who to sit with. And I shared a few things and I said, so I just want to tell you, let's just start off. The first thing I want to tell you is, did you know that the world is going to come to an end? And I could see this lady kind of look. I said, but you know what the best part of this is? I know the end of the story. And I said, if you're a born-again Christian, so do you. You know the end of the story. Yes, the world will come to an end. Yes, there will be a rapture. And yes, we will go to glory with the Lord. And yes, 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 yes. All these things are going to take place. But guess what? We don't know when it's going to happen. So I said, so why are we walking around depressed and hanging our head in the sand when we know the end of the story is that we'll spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? And yet we walk around like we've just lost our best friend and that the world is coming to an end. We need to look for those things. God says, look for those things. He does not say dwell in them. I say this all the time. He does not say bury your head in the sand, to dwell in these things, to take hold and get depressed and to just, you know, hang your head. He doesn't say that. Not one bit. It does say God's mercies are new every morning. So if you got up today, He gave you a fresh new day, brand new, brand spanking new, that He was already here and He's already in the future. He also tells us, don't borrow the troubles from tomorrow. I don't know. Can you predict tomorrow? I can't. Only the Lord knows what's going on. And it's not for us to know, or He would have told us. Will there be some hard days? Yeah, definitely. But I can't go there right now. I can barely get through today sometimes. So I was chatting with somebody the other day, and they were saying, oh, I feel so bad for you. You know, they know the situation I have at home with my husband. And all they kept saying is, oh, I feel so bad for you. And she kept repeating, and I know she was very sincere, no doubt, very sincere, and was really wanting to be an encouragement and just didn't know what to say. And I said to her, please don't feel bad. I said, you know why? This is the package God has put together. This is the life He chose for me. This is the man He chose for me. And I am living life just as it was planned for me to live. I could go on stage and tell you, how are you? I'm wonderful. How you really doing? I'm great. Anything new? Everything's wonderful. I'm keeping busy. It's all good. I can go on stage and tell you that, no problem. I can also tell you the other side, that I've had some very traumatic moments in my life. You know, we've all had trauma growing up. Now, I am not an expert. I am not a counselor in trauma. I am not claiming to be any of those things. But I can tell you, without going into personal information on the World Wide Web of things that have happened to me, I am not a, I'm not innocent to things that are inappropriate that could be done to you, said to you, any way you want to imagine. I have been through some stuff that no human being should have ever been through. With that being said, and most of the, I'd say 99% of what I've been through, nobody knows. And I have just learned to keep it that way. Now, does that mean that even though I'm walking with the Lord and I have hope and I'm doing all the right things, that those triggers don't come back once in a while? Oh, absolutely they do. Every once in a while they rear their ugly head and I have a moment and I go right back to being a little girl at 5 or a little girl at 10 or whatever the case might be. One thing I've learned though with trauma is that it can distort memories. You know, there are things that happen and have happened to us. And because you're in a traumatic moment or you're in hard times, our mind isn't always clear. And so sometimes those things that we thought happened, not to say that they didn't happen, but maybe aren't quite the way we remember them because we were so focused on this and we didn't see that. You know, you could be with somebody and it'd be a rough time for them and you were standing on the sidelines and then you say, you know, it wasn't quite like that. So that's one thing. Also, trauma and hard times can just change our daily perspective on having hope. You know, when you've been beat up so much and you've been knocked down so much, it's very difficult sometimes to just get up and it's hard to keep going, right? Are you there with me? You ever find that? Like, I just can't do it, Lynn. I can't. You don't know what I've been through. No, I don't. I have no idea. When people say to me, oh, I feel so bad for you, I'm like, you know what? As bad as I think I have it, there are people that I am sure have it far worse than I have ever had it. So who am I to complain? Also, trauma can change your attitude from a really good attitude to a terrible attitude, a nasty attitude. You know, there are people that I know that have been through trauma in their life. And I would just say they're grumpy pants. You know, you see them in the morning, how are you? Hello. You see them at the end of the day, hey, I hope you had a good day. Yeah. Or they ask you a question and they always ask it with a little bit of a, I want to say, can you ask it nicely? Can you talk to me nicely? You know, they have a rough harshness about them. Again, I'm not a counselor. I'm not saying that I have the answers to getting through all this. I'm just telling you how I have seen the Lord use his word to walk me through it, to help me through it. So you say to me, so how do I get through difficult times? How do I get through these traumatic times of things that, you know, you're saying, Lynn, oh, you know, now I'm not sharing with you the personal information of things that I went through. I just don't feel it's necessary. Obviously, this is on the World Wide Web that all my details have been laid out there. But I can tell you, hands down, I've had some stuff. Yes, it haunts me. Yes, it comes back. Yes, it gets me down some days. Yes, it takes my breath away sometimes. Yes, it's like the rug's been pulled out from underneath me. All of that. But I can tell you this. Number one, I am learning every day to claim. Deep breath. I just woke up. I have breath to breathe. God gave me breath today for a purpose, for his purpose, to serve him, to love my family, to do all the things that he needed me to do today. So I need to claim that His mercies are new every day. He's given me a fresh start. I love Anne of Green Gables. Any of you guys ever read the books or watch the show? I love Anne of Green Gables. And at one point she says, today's a new day with no mistakes in it. And I remember listening to that going, wow, what a way to paraphrase what God said. It's a new day with no mistakes in it. So we can start fresh. Maybe you need to start fresh today. And maybe you need to fess up some stuff that you've been kind of keeping behind the sidelines. Maybe you need to just make it right with the Lord. Maybe you are just in such a bad way and a bad headspace because of stuff that has happened to you and you can't get past it. Okay, His mercies are new today. That's what you have to do. That's to me the first thing I have to remember. The second thing I have to remember is kind of a two-sided thing. One is God says in His word to forget those things that are behind, but to press forward to the mark, to forget those things which are behind. And I love how, you know, people will say, well, it doesn't pertain to me. Okay, let's just take it the way it says. It says to forget those things which are behind. It doesn't list, well, if it was this, not if it was that or that. It says forget those things which are behind. We need to try and move past those things. Now, we are human beings. We do not have the perfect mind and the perfect anything. I know that. I am human. Those things do come back and haunt me. But then I need to remind myself, what does God's word say? It's to forget those things which are behind. And I need to be going in this direction and moving forward. So that's number two. And number three, we're going to go into Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And in the King James, this is probably what most of you are familiar with. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, I'm going to stop there. We're going to go to Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 8, and I'm going to read it from the Message, just to get a little bit of a simplistic way. It says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you would do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not to be cursed. Put into practice what you've learned from me, what you have heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into the most excellent, harmonious. Now, first thing it says, truth. Remember I said how trauma and bad times can distort our thoughts, our memories. Though it's a fact, you know, you could be there and you thought what happened, and you could watch a video even of maybe a circumstance and go, I don't remember that happening that way. Our trauma can turn things inside out in our brain. I'm not taking away from the moment in time, but I am telling you, we cannot sit in it. We cannot keep going to the past. We need to move forward. We have to think on these things. What does it say to think on? Truth. What is truth? Now, in trauma, to me, not claiming to have a degree in this, but there's the traumatic moment that happened, the factual happened. There's the traumatic moment that you think happened. And then there's the actual truth of what happened. And it all gets kind of like this. So if we can forget what happened, move forward, and on a daily basis claim His mercies are new today, I need to forget the past. I need to move forward. I need to know that I know the end of the story. I need to not sit in this hard times, traumatic moment, feeling yucky, feeling depressed about whatever it might be. But I can think on these things. What is truth? God's word is truth. Go to God's word and just bathe yourself in it. I have a friend that says when she gets depressed, she opens the Word of God. And she'll pick a book in the Bible and she'll read a chapter. And she will continue to read chapter after chapter after chapter after chapter until her depression moves forward. She said sometimes it's a chapter. Sometimes it's 22 chapters. Sometimes it's 30 chapters. She said, but you know what? I'm cleaning out. I'm reading God's word. She's reading truth. To think on these things, things that are lovely, of good report, that are honest, that are truth. Fill your minds and meditate on things that are true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious. Think on the best, not the worst. Think on the beautiful and not the ugly. You could paraphrase that however you want, but God's word tells us think on these things. When you are in a moment of depression, you're in the moment of traumatic memory, you're in the moment of remembering hard times or difficult situation, are you in a good headspace? You are not in a good headspace. I'm going to challenge you today that you're going to have to take a deep breath. You're going to have to put those things in the past. You're going to have to figure out a way to move forward. Because moving forward, that's where hope is. Our hope lies in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His Word. Truth is in His Word. It is not in our heads. We are to think on these things. We are to fill our minds with God's Word. You know, the Holy Spirit lives in us, and He could tell us what to do, and then we turn around and go, I don't think so. I'm not reading your word today. I'm not, you know what? You know when you're being spoken to by the Holy Spirit. And I've been there when I went, I don't think so. I'm going to do that. And I could feel Him going, no, 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 no. And I'm going, no, no, no. I'm going over here. And I'm sitting in this yuck. We got to stop it. We got to stop it right now. We got to claim today is the day of change. Today, it ends right here, right now. I'm forgetting the past. I'm moving forward. I'm thinking on these things that are truth. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to know today's mercies are new today for me. He's given me purpose. He's given me breath to breathe. Then I have purpose. I'm doing it. I'm going to, you know, there are days I'm going to be fragile. There's days I'm going to be more sensitive. There's days I'm going to have my spunk. But you know what? Every day is a fresh new day in the eyes of the Lord. He wants me to just enjoy the simplest little things to the most elegant things that He has planned for me today. But it needs to start with you dedicating that day to the Lord, asking Him to fill you with whatever He needs you to do that day, to help you get through it, help you stay focused on Him. You need to look right here, like you and the Lord. Nothing here. You cannot see this. You need to look straight at Him. Keep your eyes on Him. Look at Him. Know that He's truth. Get truth in your mind and forget all the stuff that's right here. All right, guys, that's all I have for today. Do not forget, we know the end of the story and there is hope for today. We'll see you all next week on the next podcast.